Like I say, initially I didn't know where the gunman was, but it's always in the Tropicana Hotel. So my first initial reaction then was to get the civilians that were flying that were with me out of the way, because I didn't know where he was. But obviously, later on it became more apparent that he was in the hotel, because we could hear where the rounds were coming from. Just because there was so many mass casualties, people needed my help. I just had to stay focused and do what the army trained me to do through team medics. Deals with different gunshot wounds, shock, trauma. I had to stay focused and deal with the situation. And I explained who I was and what I did. It was quite comforting knowing that I was a British soldier. And then I realised there was quite a few civilians that I just froze in a sheer panic. The gunman was still firing at this point. So I decided to ask another gentleman to hold the man's buttock wound while I went forward. The man who'd been shot in the lower left back, I kept direct pressure on. I was talking to him, confronting him, just saying that I was going to be there for him no matter what. 3 minutes passed and he still said hard to breathe. I was panicking at this point, and he'd gone. There was no response from him, so I checked his pulse, and he passed away. When it ended, I still couldn't believe it, because the last thing I expected to happen in Vegas. It was a bit of a shock, to be honest. But I think I'd do it all over again if I could, because I know I did the best of what I could do at the time.